Put the action into transaction. Don't just be next level. Be on a whole other level. Do business with Vox. Get Vox Fiber to your business, starting from 2,499 Rand per month. Level up your experience with uncapped calling, hardware rental, IT solutions, and over 160 other products to enhance your business. Work smart. Level up with Vox. Visit vox.co.za to view our range. T's and C's apply.
Are you tired of selling your kidney for a laptop? You need to take notes in your family WhatsApp group without your boss thinking you're not working? Tired of explaining something when you could just draw it and share it? How about that backend? Is it heavy laptop related? Let the Mesa Fundi come to your rescue. Hashtag freedom with Fundi. Attach Microsoft Office for the ultimate experience. Make the shift and upgrade to the Mesa Fundi with Windows 10 Professional. The Mesa Fundi, flexibility reimagined. Available online and in store at all leading retailers. Mesa recommends Windows 10 Professional.
This is Tech Central and I'm Duncan MacLeod. I'm joined on a video call now by Siyabonga Mahlangu, Telkom's Group Executive for Regulation, for a discussion on ICASA's emergency allocation of temporary spectrum to the operators amidst the COVID-19 crisis that the country is facing right now. Hi, Sia. How is Telkom coping through this lockdown?
Yeah, we've been ready for it. We've prepared for it. We're functioning in a new zone, but we're coping very well, thanks.
Great. I take it most of your employees are working from home, although Telkom is obviously designated as an essential service provider. So your technicians are in the field, I presume, working on the base stations and other critical components of your network.
Yes, the technical staff is ready to make sure that everybody is always on.
Okay, good stuff. So we're going to talk specifically today about the spectrum allocations that have taken place over the last few days. On Friday, ICASA announced that it would license temporary spectrum on an emergency basis in the 700 megahertz, 800 megahertz, 2.3 gigahertz, 2.6 gigahertz, and 3.5 gigahertz bands. Now, these are the same spectrum bands that ICASA intends to auction off later this year. They've said they want to conclude that auction process by the end of calendar 2020. I'm particularly interested in chatting to you, Siyabonga, today about the sub-1 gigahertz spectrum, because we all know that Telkom is the only major operator in South Africa that hasn't had access to sub-1 gigahertz spectrum, and there are specific properties associated with that spectrum which are very important for operators in the ability to roll out coverage, including in rural areas, and provide better coverage in urban areas. So now you have access, at least on a temporary basis, to 40 megahertz of so-called digital dividend spectrum. But it's not necessarily all sunshine and roses, because for one thing, the broadcasters are still using those bands, and for another, the spectrum relief is temporary. How significant is it that Telkom has access to sub-1 gigahertz spectrum for the first time?
We welcome the speed at which ICASA has responded to the connectivity requirements occasioned by the change in the way we do business as a country, as informed by this global pandemic, where everybody else has to work at home, everybody has to study at home, and everybody has to be at home. So we've seen a shift in traffic patterns and an increase associated with that hours that were normally not the ones we were used to as operators. So we are very pleased that ICASA was able to act swiftly and to release spectrum that's necessary for everybody to react to this sudden increase in traffic volumes. So when it comes to sub-1 gig, we welcome the assignment that Telkom has, although temporary, and we appreciate the difficulties associated with coordination and interference in that sub-1 gig. We will definitely work with ICASA and the broadcasters to make sure that we can ensure that there's the best possible use of this spectrum for the COVID-19 processes and purposes.
Okay, and let's talk specifically about the sub-1 gigahertz, because this is the first time Telkom has access to this, and now it's temporary and the broadcasters are still using that spectrum, are you actually able to use it to any sort of reasonable degree?
We've done some tests. Mm-hmm. There are areas where it's usable. There are difficulties somewhere around Cape Town, but there's ways in which we will need to coordinate, like I say. We'll be able to use it, and as the rubber hits the ground, we will then be able to understand better what kind of coordination will be required to ensure that our customers get the benefit of that sub-1 gig, and to make sure that our network planning is better as we now have access to this much-needed sub-1 gig. Yeah. So in our tests at the moment and in our planned rollout for this COVID-19, we have determined that in some places it will be usable, and that use will be of tremendous value to our subscribers and customers.
Does it tend to be on a region-by-region basis, or are you going to have to look at it on a base station per base station basis as you look at taking advantage of that sub-1 gig band?
Knowing the maps as we do now, we've done some tests, and we've looked at where some of these transmitters are. And based on what we know, at least, and of course we don't have all the information, is that we should be able to roll out in at least as planned. And we will be able to work with ICASA and the broadcasters on a base station by base station. And we, as we said, we're going to look at it nationally, but we're going to see where traffic, particularly, remember we're using this to respond to the COVID-19 problem.
Yes.
So, which means that we need to look at where the government agencies that respond to this COVID-19 will need it the most. And we'll also look at where the economic centers, where the corporates, which are now functioning at home, will need it the most. So we will try and make sure that we deal with the different types of requirements. And therefore, the coordination will be in those areas where we will be rolling it out.
Okay, so specifically in areas where there's high network demand, do you see any opportunity to go beyond that, or do the regulations preclude you from using the spectrum for anything other than rolling out in areas where there's high demand as a result of people working from home, for example?
Look, like I say, this goes into your network planning and your technology plans. So you have to take your network as a whole. If mm-hmm. using 800 in a particular area will relieve you to be able to use some of the spectrum you had refarmed in that area where you will deploy it somewhere else, then that we will do. So far, we've not seen any restrictions. And, of course, we've not seen the licenses as yet. We only have the letter from ICASA. But we think that the interest, the purpose and the intent here is for making sure that there's enough capacity in the country to be able to make sure that the economy is resilient, and to make sure that the agencies that are tasked to respond to COVID-19 are able to do so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, out of interest, 40 megahertz in the digital dividend bands has been allocated to Telkom and to two other operators, MTN and Vodacom. We're looking at an auction licensing process from ICASA probably by the end of this year. Is 40 megahertz the sort of ballpark that you'd be looking for in those bands post that auction, or is it insufficient in your view?
I think when you deal with sub-1 gig, because of the nature of its technical makeup, you can't look at it entirely as 40. You have to look at it as 2x20, with one mm-hmm. going up and the other 20 coming down. So for us, it makes sense that we should get at least about 20 to be able to do our business. And we will definitely be looking at a sufficient assignment in the sub-1 gig. And because this is just for COVID-19, we'll look at it for COVID-19. If there are lessons to be learned from there, we will know then how to provision our network going forward and what we should bid for in the auction.
Okay, so this actually could be proved to be very useful from a technical test perspective, in that it'll allow you to determine what you can actually do with this amount of spectrum, and that'll inform whatever you apply for when the auction actually takes place.
Indeed. I mean, one thing we need to look at is that we can't discuss the auction in the same way as we would have about 3 months ago.
Okay.
Now we have to discuss spectrum in a post-COVID environment. And we don't know how that's going to look like. What we know is that South African economy is very weak. What we know is that South African economy needs a lot of investment. What we also know is that most of our business processes are technology-based and require connectivity. And that's probably the transformation of our economy into a digital one will be undergoing massive change during this COVID period. And therefore, the needs in the post-COVID environment may be different from what we thought of before. And therefore, those kinds of discussions, we will be informed by what's going on and what we have now.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that given the crisis we're in, an auction is the best means of allocating spectrum going forward?
I would not comment on that at the moment. But I think the important thing for us is that spectrum must be released quickly and efficiently. Yes. And I mean, right now, ICASA should have done all the background work that it needs to do and be able to consult industry on the difficult decisions that it has to make, so that by the time it licenses spectrum, we can all move with speed.
Yes. Would you like to see that spectrum licensed on a permanent basis prior to the end of this temporary spectrum being withdrawn?
Indeed, that would be preferable, because then everybody else can have certainty.
Yes. Okay. So the spectrum licenses, just I haven't had a detailed look at the regulations, but if I understand them correctly, they will be in force for 3 months after the end of the national state of emergency, or the 30th of September, whichever comes earlier. Is that correct?
I think that's where we're at. I think the long stop date is somewhere in November, end of November.
And ICASA is talking about doing the spectrum auction in 2020, which would take us a month beyond that. So one hopes, I presume, then that ICASA moves quickly to have the permanent spectrum license before the end of November.
Yeah, but I think I read that they're saying in this financial year.
Oh, they're saying financial year now. Okay.
I think it's in this financial year.
Okay. Well, that would take us to when? February next year?
I hope not. I hope they will be quicker. Because at least for them to act with as much speed as they have done right now, we want to assume that they've had the benefit of technical and expert advice on what this means.
Yes.
And therefore, they should be slightly more ready to go out to market.
Yes. Just last question around the digital dividend bands and the fact that Telkom doesn't have sub 1 gigahertz spectrum. Maybe just take us through why that is so important. Obviously, MTN, Vodacom, and Cell C have had access to 900 megahertz for many years, going all the way back to the licensing of MTN and Vodacom in the mid-1990s. Telkom was a late entrant into the market, I believe there was no spectrum available at 900 megahertz. So you're using much higher frequencies to offer mobile cellular services. Why is it important that you guys get access to some sub one gigahertz spectrum, and what advantages will it give you?
Okay. So basically the sub one, which is the below 1000 megahertz, allows you in-building penetration. That's the first thing. So through thick walls, you will not need to put repeaters.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. And then compared to other higher bands, if you have sub 1 gig, you can roll out fewer base stations per distance. So it has a quality of service implication, and it also has the efficiency of the deployment of capital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not only sub 1 gigahertz that you've been given temporary access to. There are other bands where Telkom and the other operators have been given additional spectrum. Maybe take us through some of those bands and which you see being more useful as part of this COVID-19 relief effort.
Yeah, I think for us it was sub 1 gig. And then the 2.6 and the 3.5. The 2.3, it's a bit contentious between us and the regulator. We think there were some errors that were made that need, or oversight that needs to be corrected. So on the 2.6, we've got about 40 megahertz, which will allow us to be able, because as you would know, we would be able, we're running our LTE stuff on 2.3. So mm-hmm. we will be able to then have some better coordination as we grow because of this pressure that we're seeing with everybody being at home. So we will be able to provision better in our network between the 2.3 and the 2.6.
For LTE.
And yeah. So mm-hmm. on the 3.5, the 3.5 has got capabilities that help you to have a backhaul on with fiber-like services. So the capacity you get from there, if you're using it for COVID, that's what you would get. It allows you a fiber-like backhaul.
Okay. All right. So you'll use 3.5 for backhaul. Now, 3.5 has obviously been identified through the various processes at the ITU as an ideal band for the rollout of next generation 5G infrastructure. I take it 5G is not going to form part of Telkom's efforts around COVID-19.
Well, we had asked for in the 3.5 band, we had asked for around, I think, 32 megahertz to take us to 50 so mm-hmm. that we could be able to have meaningful discussions and planning around the fiber-like services and also anything that sort of pre-5G kind of technologies that we could look at. What the myth that needs to be dispelled there is that with only 116 megahertz available in the 3.5, people need to know that for 5G, if you're going to roll out enhanced mobile and full services as it is stated in the international standards, then you need at least 80 to 100 megahertz of 3.5. And the mm-hmm. country right now only has 116 available for licensing.
Right. And we actually spoke about this in a previous video podcast. You suggested that, I think you suggested, correct me if I'm wrong, that perhaps that spectrum should go to the wholesale open access network.
We said they should find efficient ways, because with 5G, you're almost not looking at social internet, if I can use that language. Mm-hmm. You're looking at industrial internet. And therefore, you're looking at the competitiveness of the country as a whole, more than you're looking at the interests of the individual operators. You have to look at who is likely to use this spectrum for the greatest benefit to the country. Because mm-hmm. some of the verticals we've seen globally, that they're also applying for that kind of spectrum. You have car manufacturers teaming up with OEMs to have campus networks that are going to be based on 5G. You have smart cities. You have these different types of uses that we must think about before we just license 5G.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you've with the temporary allocation, you've got 50 megahertz at 3.5. Did I hear that correctly?
No. We applied for 32 to take ourselves to 50 because we've got around 28, if I'm not wrong.
Okay.
And so we were given... we're given something that takes us to 40, if I'm not wrong. Yeah,
okay.
It took us to 40.
Okay, and you're largely probably going to use that as a supplement to fiber for backhaul.
Yeah, okay. But everybody should be focused on COVID.
It's
tempting as it may be
yes.
for everybody to be looking at this as a dress rehearsal for the final allocation. Well, mm-hmm. I think our applications, I've not seen other people's applications, but our focus is how do we enable society to function? How do we enable our economy to be resilient? And how do we enable government agencies to combat COVID? Those are mm-hmm. the three things that informed our application.
All right, understood. Siyabonga, before I let you go, 2.3, you mentioned a few moments ago that there's a bit of a dispute with ICASA over the over ICASA's allocation of certain spectrum within the 2.3 gigahertz band. Your contention is that they have allocated spectrum which Telkom has rights over. Just take us through what exactly they've done and how you're hoping this is going to be rectified.
Well, firstly, in the what you would call the temporary, they call it COVID ICT regulations, where they called upon the operators to indicate what spectrum they would need and what spectrum is available. ICASA erroneously mentioned that there is 40 megahertz available in the 2.3 band. So if you look at the 2.3 band, it has got 100 megahertz, right? So 60 of which Telkom is using for LTE and mobile services and stuff.
Right.
And then 27 of which Telkom is using for our basic voice and data services as per our licenses from way back in the 1990s.
I was going to ask, what are those services that you're using that spectrum in? Is this to do with the rollout of decked phones in rural areas back in the 1990s still?
Part of it is that. Part of it is not just normal basic voice, your voice to police stations, to post offices, faxes, and other stuff and all of that. There's active networks that are there. For instance, I mean, if ICASA bought that, they would know that there are police stations and hospitals that they shouldn't mess with in that network.
And so the spectrum has been allocated to both you and to Vodacom. Is that right?
No, let's rephrase it. This is what we read. ICASA issues that regulation and suggests that 40 megahertz is available when actually only 13 is available.
13, okay.
Yeah. So, and then on the basis of that erroneous view, ICASA then claims to be licensing us 20 megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving us what is already in our license.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give me what I have. You can't give me what you already said belongs to me. And over the last many years, we've paid ICASA over 200 million for this spectrum.
Oh, wow. So the spectrum in question, the 20 megahertz, has been allocated to Vodacom. Is that that 20 megahertz?
It includes our seven.
Includes your spectrum.
It includes our seven. So the first error is that you can't license me what belongs to me now, what is already licensed to me now. So that's the first basis. They assume that this does not belong to us. And we have in the last regulatory consultations on frequency plannings and all of those kinds of matters, about three occasions we've raised this issue and said, ICASA, this is licensed to us. And actually, before ICASA made this decision, we wrote them a letter, a very comprehensive letter, setting out how we're using the spectrum, where the spectrum is, how many systems are on this spectrum, and that they are wrong, and then we gave them copies of our license.
So why did they proceed and do this?
We don't know. It could be an oversight, could be an error. Because firstly, if you've read our letter, then you wouldn't assign us 20 megahertz. Or if you do, you would then say to us in the letter, I don't agree with you, or this is my take on the matter.
It's very curious. I did speak to them this morning, and they said that they have received your communication on this matter, and they're applying their minds to it and will be responding in due course.
Yeah, but that's a further communication, right? Mm-hmm. The first communication was before they made the decision. They had a comprehensive letter that tells them, listen, we are worried that you seem to be laboring under a view that 2.3, there's 40 megahertz. There isn't. This is why there isn't. And then we sent it out to them and we sent it. But the next day, we then received the correspondence that we received.
Now, the spectrum that you that's in dispute here, if I can use the term dispute, is something called, it's used for something called PTMP TDMA, which is quite a mouthful, but that stands for point to multipoint time division multiple access. I believe the telecom is running 3,000 radios on that network.
Over 3,000 radios.
Okay, and it's being provided into government institutions and organizations around the country, particularly in rural areas. Is that right?
Yeah, some in rural areas, but not some in rural areas.
But hospitals, police stations, et cetera, are making use of the spectrum.
Except the post offices and all of those, yes.
So it's simply not available for allocation.
It's not. So if you, that's why even in a, you know what is complex and requires some form of understanding is that we did not apply for that 20. We applied for the 13 because it makes sense for us to apply for the 13. Then you don't say anything about the 13. You take away our 27 and give us a temporary 20 and take away the 7 for good.
Yeah, it's all a bit strange, which I guess we'll hear from ICASA in the coming days. But yeah, absolutely. Siyabonga, let's leave it there. It's a fascinating discussion. Let's see how this all unfolds over the coming months and whether ICASA steps up the timelines associated with the spectrum auction. But it's certainly going to be interesting to watch how the industry makes use of this temporary spectrum and what unfolds thereafter. Siyabonga Mahlangu is Group Executive for Regulation at Telkom. Thanks so much for a fascinating discussion.
Thank you for having me, Duncan.